FreeTalkLive.com.
FreeTalkLive, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and literally bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And become part of the show online as well at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners there for you. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send their picture to Free Talk Live, and we put them up on the web because we're proud of our female listeners here on this show. As a matter of fact, some of them have even become validated Shriners, and some of them we determined weren't real women after all anyway. So there's a bunch of interesting stuff there at freetalklive.com. Be sure you check that out.
I'd like to mention something briefly that happened recently on Free Talk Live on the message boards.
Oh, okay.
We may or may not, it depends on whether or not he's responsible or not, but one of the other co-hosts, Scott, decided to post a forum on there and a poll about the favorite co-host.
That's correct.
The favorite co-host. I've got a gloat, and I hope he brings me my ice cream cone tonight.
Well, he was supposed to show up with that because he said the winner of the favorite co-host poll, because on Free Talk Live, 6 nights a week we're here, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, and then Saturday we have a live show from 7 to 10. During the week, on the weekday shows, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have 3 people on the show. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we have 2 people on the show, and it's me and you and I, Manwich,
yes,
who are normally doing the show.
Just you and I.
And then Monday nights, it's Johnson Mondays. Wednesdays is Jason Wednesdays, and then Fridays are Scott Fridays. So Scott had posted a poll that was asking our listeners, who is your favorite co-host? And you won with what percentage?
I won by 2 votes. And there was everyone was under 10 votes. So
yeah, it wasn't exactly a scientific poll.
No, not really.
But he said he was going to give ice cream to the winner, so he may just show up here anytime tonight with an ice cream.
But I guess, the people on those boards, they just love to hate me. I think that's what's really going on.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, Fire Manwich came in third.
Yeah, exactly. I think there are a lot of hateful people on there, and I guess I bring out the most hate.
Well, could be. that was their favorite. You were voted their favorite.
Right. But I'm their favorite because they hate me, and apparently they love to hate you too because they want to see fire.
Mine.
They're just like, they give that option, and they're like, oh yeah.
I think you can draw more hateful conclusions from mine than you can from yours.
I think so.
Sure. You're really jumping to a conclusion. But the Fire Manwich one's kind of funny, and there's always that amount of people that's going to pick the funny one.
I voted Fire Manwich. I voted for you and me. I mean.
You can vote twice?
You could select, multiple different options.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it all the time. We're all members. Or you can call them at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
We just recently had another sign up to the Free State Project as a result of listening to Free Talk Live, which is fantastic.
Yep, it's great when an advertiser, works.
And of course, we're all members, so that helps. We actually get to endorse it personally
because mm-hmm.
we're all going to New Hampshire. As a matter of fact, I was talking to our newest radio station affiliate in Fitchburg and Leominster, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I guess, didn't realize that we were sponsored by the Free State Project, and he's even heard of it up there in Massachusetts.
Wow.
So, pretty interesting.
Did you ask him if he was going to sign up?
I asked him if he wanted to put us on on weeknights, and we're working on that.
That's fantastic.
So anyway, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can take over the show and bring up anything that's on your mind. I was thinking we could start with some emails tonight because we haven't done emails in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we do get them coming into the show from time to time. And normally we just respond and say, thanks for listening, thanks for the email. But now and then there are some good ones and some interesting ones. And this one caught my attention. Actually, there's a couple of them we're going to get through. But you can interrupt the show anytime at 800-259-9231. The email address, by the way, is ftl@freetalklive.com. This one, appropriately enough, comes from someone named Bottom Fida. On March 3rd at approximately 8:15 p.m., I answered the door to several gentlemen who presented themselves as law enforcement, inquiring about my niece's 2001 Mitsubishi, which is being repossessed by, allegedly, Fifth Third Bank. Mr. John Morse, whom wore the badge, stated he needed to locate the vehicle in relation to an insurance stop, which took place back in 2003. I asked Mr. Morse to step inside. During this exchange, my mother had contacted my niece via the telephone. Once on the phone with my niece, Mr. Morse stated that he could issue a warrant for my mother's arrest if she, my niece, was not compliant. Meaning giving up the info on where the car was.
I guess his first mistake was inviting the cop inside.
Could be. My mother is the co-signer of the loan. The gentleman continued to get information from my niece regarding the location of the vehicle. I asked Mr. Morse if he was deputized by the state of North Carolina, at which time he stated that he was not. I then asked Mr. Morse which division of law enforcement he represented, at which time he stated he was not a member of any law enforcement agency. At that time, I asked Mr. Morse to leave the premises. He walked away, stating that he was on his way to get a warrant to seize the vehicle. Mr. Morse was driving a Crown Vic with dark tinted windows like the models used by law enforcement officials. My mother and I were of the opinion that the gentlemen were law enforcement officials once Mr. Morse stated he was inquiring about an insurance stop in 2003 that the Mitsubishi was involved in. We're certain only the DMV or such agencies would investigate such matters. Only after Mr. Morse had gotten the information regarding the location of the vehicle did he state the company for whom he works for, which is the bank that was in question. We are of the opinion he impersonated a law enforcement official to obtain information. We feel this particular bank, who owns a vehicle, violated sections whatever, whatever, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
I bet they did that.
I've seen an account of this incident, sent an account of this incident to my attorney general, I guess, for the state he lives in. Can you guys tell me what steps I can take to ensure this doesn't happen again? Any information will be greatly appreciated. Now, we're not lawyers.
You trusted him because you thought he was a cop in the first place.
Don't ever trust cops, period, even if they're real or not. Don't let the cops, even if they're real cops or not real cops, into your house. There's no reason whatsoever to let the cops come into your house.
I mean, note that I said the comment that I said about letting him into the house, inviting him in to the house before I knew that he wasn't actually a cop.
Yep. It's just good policy.
It's like a vampire, man.
Exactly right.
If you don't invite them in.
Once you invite them in, they basically have free rein unless you restrict them. If you invite a cop into your house and he wants to go walk down the hallway and see what's going on in your back bedroom,
he can't unless
you tell him you can't go back there because you've already invited him into your house. Now, most people don't realize that. Most people, once they invite a cop in, if cop starts walking around, poking around, they won't say anything to him.
Sure.
But to head this situation off of the pass completely, if it's 8 o'clock at night and the cops are at your door, the cops, with quotes around, are at your door wanting something from you, well, first of all, I would not even want... I've seen the busted video that's been mentioned on this show before, which kind of gives you tips as to what to do in these situations. I wouldn't even open the door. I don't care if they show you a badge through, what looks like a badge up through to the peephole or whatever they do to try and prove that they're cops. Unless they have a warrant for your arrest or a warrant to search your property, you don't have any obligation to speak with them. You can speak with them through the door. If you really feel like you have to talk to the cops, go ahead and talk to them through the door. And if they can't handle it, then tell them they can call you during regular business hours and set up an appointment to meet you somewhere or something else, something a little more reasonable. Because I don't know what kind of city you may live in, but I don't exactly trust people around in the place in Tampa Bay here in Florida. I sure as hell wouldn't be opening my door at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, you guys have come over to my place before. We routinely ask who it is through the door.
Yes, that's the practice.
I mean, do either of you have any suggestions for this guy?
Bottom Theta. I have to say that, pretty much that. The guy is a repo man. It's his shtick to act like a cop.
Mm-hmm.
The bank probably doesn't know it. Not that that makes them, not that they're not responsible in any way, because they are.
Unless he was in a full police uniform and actually had, markings on the Crown Vic, I don't know if this guy has...
Right, yeah.
Case,
is,
so.
Flashing,
luck,
is flashing a badge impersonating a cop, even if the badge says Repo Man on it?
Or
just because you don't
bank
read the
of
badge?
Whatever.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. If you've got some suggestions, make them. 1-800-259-9231.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's the number you need to talk to us about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You take control. Again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming available there for you. So maybe if you're in an area of the country where we don't have a local affiliate yet, well, we're working on that whole thing. But if you can't tune in on the air, you can always go online at freetalklive.com. We got the broadband stream and the dial-up stream as well. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. I was going to add, Ian, that some stations carry us part of the time, and you can get all 13 hours a week by listening at freetalklive.com.
Exactly right. And we'll go over that a little bit later on. 1-800-259-9231. So we're starting the show with some emails tonight, which we haven't done for a little while, kind of catching up on some interesting back emails that we had. And we just got through with one where a guy had, at 8 o'clock at night, had a dude show up driving a Crown Vic, one of the cars that modeled cars that a lot of cops drive.
Pretty much. I mean, I don't know Not too many, yeah.
At least around here in Tampa Bay. They normally have the little spotlight on the side that they use. And so a guy rolls up to this person's house, maybe one or two guys, and flashes a badge, claims to be... He kind of makes it sound like he claimed to be the police, but I don't know if he really did. I think he was just acting authoritative and looking for information on this car that he was supposed to repossess.
Right. You will respect my authority! Mm-hmm.
They ended up finding out that this guy was indeed just a bank employee, just a common repo man. And they had actually let the man into their house. And they thought he was a cop, and that's why. And we were just kind of going over some basic tips as far as what to do when the cops come to your house. Even if you know for a fact they are cops, and they've got their vehicles out front with the, if it's obvious, if you're like 100% on it that they're cops, don't let them into your house. There's no reason to do that. They're so pushy. Once they come into your house, they'll try and find something to arrest you for.
Well, I think it's clear that if you try to talk to cops through your door, they're going to say, "Can you open the door?" And then, you're going to be in a full-fledged confrontation at that point. You're going to have to say yes or no. And you have to be prepared for that.
Absolutely. And that's if you're going to talk to them. And again, if they don't have a warrant for your arrest... And even if they have a warrant for your arrest, you still don't have to talk to them.
They say, if they say to you, "Are you going to open the door?" You respond with, "Do you have a warrant?"
We were having a
conversation about that earlier today, and about asking questions to control a conversation.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's something that
they teach
cops.
I think I'd probably step outside my front door.
That's the other option. If you really feel like you have to talk to these guys, open the door. Make sure you got your keys with you. Open the door, lock the bottom lock if you want, when you're going out, close the door behind you. That way there's no way they can get pushy and try to come inside your house. They can ask you all questions they want out in front of your house. And it's not like you've got marijuana plants growing inside your house or anything like that to hide or anything now. It's just that the way cops are is they're trying to find information about someone or something. They are looking to put someone in jail. Now, if they're looking to put you in jail, then it's a real good idea for you not to talk to them. If they're looking to put someone else in jail, you'd probably help that person out by not talking to the cops. Nothing good really ever comes very much from talking to the cops.
It is their job to put people in jail. I mean, the saying goes that to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right, and the longer you talk to a cop, the more likely they are
to put you
in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing that's kind of a little fuzzy about this story to me is that you said it was 8 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't want to be mean, but what kind of a rube lets a not fully uniformed cop into their house at 8 after 8 p.m. at night?
Well, I mean
if a cop
suckers.
Is going to show up at your house at night, that cop is going to be in full uniform.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
any cop that's out in the evening is on duty.
Either way, there are still people, even if the cop is in full uniform, there are still people out there who are into impersonating cops. Like, there are freaky guys out there that
look like cops. They're wearing stuff like
lights
cops.
On their cop lights on their car that they can put up there and try and pull women over to, to sexually touch them.
Right. Now, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't absolutely clear. This guy may have been in full uniform.
It was a big mistake.
He may have definitely been looking like he was impersonating a police officer. He did the badge, but we don't really know whether or not he was in a full uniform or not.
Either way, it was a mistake. Either way, don't let him in. And as a matter of fact, we just had another email roll in. Just some very simple tactics for you to deal with, for you when you're dealing with the police from the Chicagoan. He says, when questioned by the police, 3 simple steps. Number 1, be quiet. Number 2, don't say anything. And number 3, shut up. All very good advice.
That's very clever.
The other thing about that's important to know about talking to cops is, well, of course, now we've got Supreme Court decision that has said that you're supposed to identify yourself when asked. I wonder if that only applies to pullover situations, or does it apply everywhere?
I would imagine it applies everywhere.
That's a little disturbing to me, because as I used to understand it, again, law changes all the time, so this may not be true anymore, but as I used to understand it, if you're on the street, let's say you're out at a parade, and a police officer approaches you and starts asking you questions, who knows what about? I mean, maybe he's asking about a lost kid or something like that. You don't have any obligation whatsoever to answer any of his questions.
I don't have any obligation to answer your questions on the street.
Right.
Or yours. Right. I don't really see why I have any obligation to tell anything to the cops.
And even if you are, you have to identify yourself, does that mean you have to be honest?
I think so.
I don't know that's true.
I'm not sure as to what the details of that particular Supreme Court case are. So perhaps you could just identify yourself and then move along.
You could identify yourself as Mr. Smith.
You're going to have some trouble if you try to avoid identifying yourself, though. You can be sure of that.
Well, anyway, cops aren't going to like it if you try and walk away from them either way. But nonetheless, there's a lot of tenets to dealing with police officers that people just aren't aware of. And again, I'll point people to the Busted video, which is just a great video if you go and search online for it. It's called Busted, A Citizen's Guide to Police Encounters. They go over the police pulling you over. They go over the police approaching you on the street, and they go over the police coming to your house to talk to you.
So wait, if you have to identify yourself at any time if a cop comes up to you, I mean, do you have to pull out your papers?
I don't know what the details are. If you're a lawyer and you can answer that, 1-800-259-9231, because how can they force you to speak? How can they, and what happens when they go and talk to a mute? What if they come up and talk to a mute?
Give them a good pounding.
Right. you laugh, but actually that's probably what they would do. That's what they did to the guy who was the assistant, the principal of the school.
Was having a seizure.
Who was having a diabetic shock attack, and they basically pulled him out of his car and beat the crap out of him.
They did. They busted out his passenger window, drug him through it, and then kicked the crap out of him.
Here's a short email
from
Dave Brooks, FSU College of Law. He says, "Guys, I like your show. But could you please change the irritating hard rock music between segments? Can you make it something a bit smoother or easier on the ears? You guys talk about good adult themes, and I think the harsh heavy metal music, heavy metal interludes and intros contradict the theme of the show. I understand we're all libertarians here, well, not all of us, and somewhat anti-establishment, but aren't there better music choices for your more sophisticated listeners?"
Oh, listen to Harry Brown with his...
as the music comes in.
He says, some jazzy tunes would be awesome. Then again, maybe I'm only your black listener. Well, actually, Dave, if I tried to make everybody happy with our music beds, it still wouldn't work. Right. So we're going to stick with these.
People wouldn't like the waltz.
Thank you, though.
We appreciate the suggestion. A man which has been trying to get me put on Frank Sinatra for years. It's just not working. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with hundreds of users, thousands of posts, all kinds of heated conversations going on right now. And there was a big problem over the past couple weeks on the bulletin board system with what I would call superfluous posts, maybe off-topic posts. Uh-huh. People were taking the topics. We, as you know, Manwich, we post our topics that we use on the show on the bulletin board system. So if we're reading from an article, we always post that link on the bulletin board system so everyone else can check it out for themselves. You know, read it for themselves, check the source, etc. Well, that usually ends up being, when we post an article, it usually ends up sparking a discussion about the issue. And what had been happening is people had just been posting off-topic responses.
Are you had a run of thread-jacking pirates?
Yes, we. That's what they call it in the bulletin board world, is thread-jacking. Someone coming
hijacking.
In. Yeah.
A line of discussion is called a thread, and jacking comes from hijacking.
Yeah, exactly. So someone would go in and on a post about Terry Schiavo would post something about cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Now, while that works here on the air on Free Talk Live, because we allow you to interrupt us anytime at 800-259-9231, it doesn't make for very good message board reading. So I hopefully have put a stop to it, and people voluntarily, I just asked them to voluntarily take their off-topic. You want to talk about cheeseburgers? Start your own topic about cheeseburgers.
Oh, no. Now you see, you shouldn't have said that on air, because now there are just going to be people out there just posting willy-nilly with
It's an unmoderated message board, and there's going to be awfulness no matter what. So
awfulness, though, just from some of the people who are just trying to test you.
they don't get much of a response.
No, they don't.
Right.
It's like a total waste of time.
Right.
It's just like, it's Free Talk Live, so let's test it. Mm. It's like, right. Well, every single time you test it, you're going to be proved, oh, well, it is Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could have assigned, each one of us as the crew members have moderator privileges on the bulletin board.
I just don't know how to use them.
Well, I could have said, all right, that's it. We're cracking down on off-topic posts, and then gone in and spent 15 hours removing all the posts from the topics. I just don't care that much.
15 hours.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take 15 hours, just remove all posts by certain users.
Yeah, you can do that. True. Good point.
Instead, you sound like their third grade teacher and said, boys, settle down. Settle down.
Yeah, I haven't used any moderator powers, and I probably won't ever.
Exactly. All right, so we were talking about the cops and how to deal with them, and actually today we all got emails from Rex Curry, the Florida lawyer who has been very outspoken on a number of different issues, and one of those issues is drug dogs.
Yep.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court came up with quite a landmark decision, Manwich.
It's kind of unusual. Florida Supreme Court let stand the restrictions on drug dogs after the U.S. Supreme Court loosened the leashes.
guess that means that the Supreme Court, we reported on this a few weeks back, said that if you get pulled over by the cops, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. the cops can basically walk drug dogs around your car.
Right, the nation's top court let
But Florida can override that?
Well, they can in their own state,
huh?
They can say that that the cops in their own state can't. Sure,
that is interesting
because the Florida Supreme Court interprets the Florida Constitution. The United States Supreme Court interprets the United States Constitution.
Huh. Okay. So, I always thought the Supreme Court was the highest law of the land. I thought that they were the you know, the arbiter of all these sorts of decisions.
In this case, the Florida court could leave the restrictions on police
officers
in Florida.
Okay.
Well, Rex Curry maintains that drug dogs are covers for lies that cops tell. And
like what?
Here are the lies. Cops tell drivers that they should...
Cops lie to us?
Here you go. Cops tell drivers they should consent to a search of their car because radio dispatch has a drug dog on the way over. Because, of course...
Well, you ought to consent to this here search because we got a drug dog on the way over here. So your car is just going to get searched anyway.
Right.
Well, the way that might work, actually, is we've told people on this show before several times, if you're asked if they can search, if a cop asks you, can I search your vehicle? You have anything you're hiding in there? Can I search your car? And you say, no, you cannot search my car. No, I do not consent to a search of my vehicle. Then what they might do is they might say, all right, well, I need to go back to my car here. They'll go and disappear for 5 minutes into their car and then come back. And then they'll tell you something like that. Because then they make you sweat. They sweat you out a little bit. Because you're wondering, well, what are they doing back there? What's he doing in his car? Why is he taking so long? And then he comes back, and then he'll say something like, well, I've got a drug dog on the way over here. I guess that's what we have to do since you don't want me to search.
Well, that's another one of the lies, actually. let me finish with this. It's,
oh, okay.
Actually, there is no dog on the way over, is what he claims. If a dog is or is not on the way, cops add additional lies to make drivers think that there will be a long wait, and the driver must wait until the dog arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Cops rely on driver's ignorance of the fact that evidence will be suppressed if the drivers are detained longer than it takes to complete the traffic stop, i.e., write the ticket. Drivers are induced to consent to a search to avoid a long wait based on lies. So, basically, what they're trying to say is, well, we could be here all night. The drug dog's got about 4 stops before he gets here. And, well, it could take a long time for the drug dog to get here.
Yeah, at which point you say, officer, am I under arrest? Are you holding me?
when are you going to be done with my ticket?
That's a great point.
Because I think you can only, I only have to be detained as long as it takes to write the ticket.
Well, there are three levels of freedom with cops. I don't know if we can call them levels of freedom, but I don't have a better term for now. You've got a contact, you've got detention, and you've got arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So at point one, you've got contact, where the cop's talking to you, or the cop is, you know, dealing with a traffic stop for whatever reason. There's detention, where the cop has some sort of reasonable suspicion that a crime has been committed, and he's detaining you while they investigate further in order to attain probable cause to arrest you. Those are the three very distinct levels of police contact.
Yes.
So, you, at any time, as you were mentioning, Johnson, it is he who asks the questions, the person who asks the questions in a police encounter that's really in control of the encounter, and the cops are trained to ask as many questions as possible. They want you to feel intimidated. They want you to give up information that you may not have wanted to give out, and so they ask question after question. But if you want to ask them some questions, go right ahead. They're supposed to be your servant, so they should be answering
give me a glass of water
that you ask.
That's not going to happen.
That's probably not going to work, but you can ask, am I being detained? And then they'll have to give you an answer.
Right.
And if you're not being detained, then you can ask, well, am I free to go? Because if you're not being detained and you're not arrested, then you must be free to go, as long as they're done with the whole ticket writing process. So don't be afraid to ask cops questions. What's the next one?
If a dog is en route, cops let drivers think that they are obliged to stay, even when the cop has no reason to detain the drivers any longer. The cop's rationalization is that, of course, the drivers were loitering roadside with cops for no apparent reason, or because the drivers enjoyed waiting for dogs to sniff their cars. Cops take advantage of drivers who are too stupid, I'd say ignorant is a proper better term,
yeah,
or meek, to ask if they are free to go. So the drivers, quote-unquote, consent to unwarranted detention by not leaving.
Yeah, exactly right. And who knows how the cop would approach something like that. Maybe he would finish writing the ticket and then say, okay, I need you to wait around here for a bit.
Dog will be here about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Whether or not you are supposed to wait around is another question, or legally have to wait around.
I don't think that they're going to return you your driver's license and registration and all that stuff until the dog gets there.
1-800-259-9231, it's your show. You take control. If you get some opinions, feel free to share them. If you want to change the topic, you can do that as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control if you want. At 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Let's go. Actually, don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. The updates are there. You sign up. We send you emails whenever there's news to announce about the show. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about cops, how to deal with them, some tips as far as what to do in a police encounter. And what we're actually into right now is police encounters that involve drug dogs. Or actually, as lawyer Rex Curry is talking about, lies that the police use the drug dogs for. The drug dog is basically a tool that allows police to lie to you. Is that right, Manwich? Is that what we're talking about here?
More or less. I mean, it's a way that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly drug dogs can alert on drugs, but they use it as a tool. I mean, that's a good effort. Good description. Let's see. Cops lie about how long it takes to write a ticket or to obtain a radio response on a driver's license or tag check. If a dog's actually on the way, cops will make sure that the ticket is written very slowly until the dog arrives.
Right.
After the dog arrives, this is number five. After the dog arrives, cops will lie and say that the dog alerted, even if it didn't.
Right. How are you supposed to know?
In that sense, it doesn't matter whether or not the dogs are well-trained or accurate, because dogs are often ruses for lies to violate constitutional rights.
This brings me back, you know, I said this during the break, but, you know, as all this digital technology is coming out and making surveillance equipment far more affordable. It wouldn't, you know,
you could install, you know, an iPod or one of these digital MP3 recording devices in your car very inexpensively and have hundreds of hours of audio with which to record. And if, you know, you got pulled over and you had this concealed in your car, you could have the same type of things. And, you know, all these cops have video cameras in their car. If you had the same thing, you'd have the evidence to bring to court. Did the dog alert? The cop said he alerted. Show me where he alerted.
Here's a question I have about that. In a lot of states, and it depends on what state you live in, but here in the state of Florida where we do this show from, I believe we're in a state where you have to notify the other party that they're being recorded.
Not on public property.
Really?
So.
No, you wouldn't have to in that case, no.
Really? So you could surreptitiously record the police pulling you over in your vehicle without having to tell them that
you're
being
recorded? Sure, on public property, absolutely.
Absolutely. The reason what you're talking about is telephone conversations or trying to catch someone, talking about a court case or something like that. But no, if you're just out and about and somebody's talking to you, or if you're on your own property.
Well, that brings me to another question then. If let's say you've got a digital recorder, a digital audio recorder with you in the car, the cops pull you over, you could approach it from two different ways. You could conceal the recorder and record the scene, and then if something bad happened, like if the cops decided to bring a drug dog out, have the drug dog alert on your car, and then search your car, and then find your digital recorder, that could really piss them off. They might confiscate or destroy your recorder, and then your evidence is gone, and then who knows what else they'll do to you after that if they find out that you're recording them. Or you, I guess, could have the option of showing it to them up front, like when they come to your window, just for our protection, for both of our protection, officer, I'm recording this conversation, and then see how they behave.
Well, I'm not saying that there's no valid choice behind that. I mean, it makes some sense to do that. But
to do what? The second option?
The second option, to record them. But it's also rather confrontational.
Sure it is.
Which you don't want. You really don't want a confrontation with most cops. I mean, any cops. You don't want a confrontation. If you're just getting stopped, you just want it to go quickly and to be on your way. That's what everybody wants. Secondly, if something does happen, they're just going to take the recording device and smash it later. You know, so they know that they're being recorded. So
you are suggesting it's best to conceal it?
I don't know. In the case of smashing an iPod, that's a felony.
In the case of smashing an iPod,
they just stole and destroyed over $500.
Yeah, but you can't prove it if
property,
they take
which
if
means
they,
that it's a felony.
Yeah, but
you can't prove it.
The problem is, for instance, there's been many cars that have had the interiors of them ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
It costs more than
$500
$500 to put back the interior of a car.
And
they aren't charged with these things. This is in the course of their duties. If the iPod happens to, you know, because they're removing something from the car, it happens to fall from 6 feet, and then the officer kind of loses his balance.
The funny thing about an iPod, though, is that if you smash an iPod, you can send it to a company and have it rebuilt, and it will work just like it did, and all the data will still be there.
They would probably, not to say all cops would be this smart, but if they were, they would just take it. They'd just take it. And then you wouldn't be able to send it back to anybody.
What happened to my iPod? I don't know. I mean,
Your officer stole my iPod! No, I didn't, sir!
There you go.
There's your case.
Yeah. So I guess the best case scenario would be to have one that you show them up front and then one you keep hidden.
yeah, there you go. The backup. That's a good idea. All right, number six, Manwich.
Okay, here we go. If a dog... Well, for one, they claim that, in fact, they'll say the dog alerted when it didn't. And
yes.
It's...
They can make the dog alert. I mean, they can...
I'm sure they can. The
cop could have a bag of marijuana in his back pocket, wipe his fingers on the actual product, and then wipe it on the side of your car, and dog's going to think that there's pot in your car.
Or liver snaps.
Or whatever.
You know, I mean, these
or
are just dogs.
There's a command that they've trained it to... Like, there's some sort of thing the dog does when it alerts, right? Maybe it paws at something, or who knows. They probably have a secret command that they give it that'll tell them, okay, some sort of tug on the collar or whatever, and then the dog knows to paw.
Right. Just that easy.
They're that sleazy. They really are. More cop talk coming up. 800-259-9231. Yeah, okay, there are some good cops out there, but the bad ones ruin all your name. 1-800, all your names, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
C So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do your worn-out wipers wheeze and chug flaccidly back and forth as if to say,
"You're so stupid, you're so stupid, you're so stupid"?
Because the thought of changing them makes your brain hurt, we feel your pain. That's why we make exact fit wiper blades. No confusing parts to assemble, no threat to your self-esteem. Just click them on and go. After all, wouldn't you rather hear your wipers say,
"You're smart, you're smart, you're smart"?
Exact fit wiper blades from Trico. Easy to find, easier to install.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us if you want to. Otherwise, we'll banter around here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. That's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwood.
Talking about the cops and some tips on how to deal with the cops. So just different situational aspects. Talking about drug dogs and how the cops use them in order to tell lies, basically. And we're going through a list of some of the lies that drug dogs allow cops to tell.
Well, I must say that I've had a drug dog sniff my vehicle before.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the border, and the only thing the dog alerted on was a bag of Fritos. I mean, it's not like...
But did that give them reason to search your car?
They had reason already, because I was coming across the border.
Right, okay, good point. Why bring out the... Okay, never mind. Let's do reason number six so we can get through this here in this hour. Manwich.
If a dog alerts and nothing's found, then the cops will never record it as an error, but will claim that the dog detected lingering odors of contraband that were recently present. Cops will testify the dogs never make mistakes, never have and never will, and that apparently errors are skillful detections of lingering residual odors of contraband.
Right, so because the dog alerted on your car means that sometime in the past 5 years, someone was in there with some marijuana.
Right.
It wasn't a failure on the dog's part.
And I've heard before that all dollar bills have a certain amount of cocaine.
I've heard that.
It's a reminder of the police state tactics in the infamous Goose Creek videotape of the government school in South Carolina, where children were forced to the floor in handcuffs and terrorized by dogs and cops with guns drawn.
That was some scary
nothing was found
stuff.
You know, although it's although what they say there is absolutely, you know, nonsense, it's BS, you know, it's the dogs alerting on that is obviously something, a tactic that they're using. What they are saying is true, that a dog could detect that if someone had, you know, had been present, is absolutely true.
Sure.
They have dogs now that have been trained for something actually useful for the private industry. They've started training dogs for mold remediation here in Florida, actually. There's a guy who started this, where these dogs will go into these houses and smell for mold, and they're like 1,000 times more effective than the actual like hardware devices that are used for mold remediation.
Right. That's amazing. You know, I totally agree with you that if the dog alerts, it's because the dog was trained to alert for whatever reason it alerted. But what I am saying is that the dog can be trained to alert for reasons other than smelling drugs.
Yeah, it can be trained to alert because the cop wants it to.
If it gets a triple tug on its leash, then it alerts. You know, or give some kind of thing that looks like an alert instead of its normal
and
alert.
And that'll give the cops reason or the probable cause they need to go ahead and search your car.
Yeah. So then the dog looks mistaken.
It's okay if you just force the dog to alert, you know, when it's looking for mold, but, you know, not when it's affecting people's freedom.
All I'm saying is that, you know, whether the dog finds anything or not, it doesn't help our freedom say how great drug dogs are.
Right.
You
know?
Well,
Carlo's a good doggy.
He's a good doggy.
So, drug dogs, not good. It allows the cops to search your... give the cops more excuses to search your vehicle. And, of course, as we mentioned, when the cops are done searching your vehicle, they don't bother putting anything back where they found it.
No.
Well, that's all your job. And are they going to pay you to do it? No. Mm-hmm. If they destroy your car in the meantime, are you going to be able to have any sort of recourse? Absolutely not.
None.
Nobody.
Zero. Zip.
It happened to a friend of mine. His car was torn up on the inside. Paint was scratched on the outside from the dogs getting up on his car.
Yeah.
And he tried to actually take it up to the local police department, had completely wasted his time, tried to find a local lawyer who would take the case. Nobody wants to mess with the police.
Nope. Why would they?
Because of things like what we'll talk about when we come back in hour number two. We've got a story that just came in via email from an anonymous person who won't reveal his name about someone who refused to talk to the police and what the police did to him as a result of that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...